Young people ask, is oral sex really sex? According to a U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report, about half of all interview respondents from age 15 to 19 have engaged in oral sex. If you talk to teens about oral sex, they'll tell you it's not a big deal, says Charlene Azam, the author of the book, Oral Sex is the New Goodnight Kiss. In fact, they don't consider it sex. What do you think? Answer the following questions, yes or no. 1. Can a girl get pregnant as a result of giving oral sex? A. Yes. B. No. 2. Does oral sex have any health risks? A. Yes. B. No. 3. Is oral sex really sex? A. Yes. B. No. What are the facts? Compare your answers with those that follow. 1. Can a girl get pregnant as a result of giving oral sex? Answer, no. That is one reason why many people conclude, wrongly, that oral sex is harmless. 2. Does oral sex have any health risks? Answer, yes. A person who engages in oral sex can contract hepatitis A or B, genital warts, gonorrhea, herpes, HIV, and syphilis. 3. Is oral sex really sex? Answer, yes. Any conduct involving the genitals of another person, including intercourse, oral sex, anal sex, and masturbating another person, constitutes sex. Why does it matter? Consider several scriptures in the Bible that relate to the topic of oral sex. The Bible says, "This is the will of God, that you should abstain from sexual immorality." 1 Thessalonians 4:3. The original language word translated sexual immorality refers to all forms of intimate conduct outside of marriage, including intercourse, oral sex, anal sex, and masturbating another person. A person who engages in sexual immorality can reap serious consequences, the most tragic of which is a damaged friendship with God. The Bible says, "Whoever practices sexual immorality is sinning against his own body." 1 Corinthians 6:18. Oral sex can have harmful physical and spiritual consequences. It can also take an emotional toll. Feeling used, regretful, or vulnerable is not unique to vaginal sex, says the book, Talking Sex with Your Kids. All of the bad emotions someone might experience from having intercourse in the wrong situation can be experienced from having any type of sex in the wrong situation. Sex is sex. The Bible says, "I, Jehovah, am your God, the one teaching you to benefit yourself." Isaiah 48:17. Do you believe that God's laws regarding sex really benefit you? Or do you think that they restrict you? To help you answer those questions, think of a busy highway with posted speed limits, traffic signals, and stop signs. Do you view those signs and signals as a restriction or as a protection? What would happen if you and other drivers ignored them? It is similar with God's standards. If you ignore them, you are sure to reap what you sow. The more you abandon your beliefs and values and engage in activities you don't feel right about, the less you'll respect yourself, says the book Sex Smart. In contrast, if you live in accord with God's standards, you will show true moral character. More than that, you will maintain a clean conscience. 1 Peter 3:16.